Rain wrapped to the window by which he sat as he stared at a screen and had a nice chat with some folk with whom he'd never meet as he was propelled along the street through driving wind and rain and hail past the girl that ran but sadly failed to catch the bus on which he sat staring at a screen and having a chat. She chased the bus, but alas in vain, through howling wind and driving rain, had failed to make it to the stop, having stopped to retrieve the phone that she dropped, while typing her words into that little box to let the world know it was now 1 o'clock. She chased the bus, but alas in vain, now stood disappointed in driving rain. He turned the key and unlocked the door of the little flat on the 16th floor of the concrete tower that he now called home and checked the time upon his phone. Early tonight he'd managed to make an earlier bus than he'd usually take. He kicked off his shoes and kicked shut the door of his little flat on the 16th floor. Dripping wet and feeling forlorn and cursing the heels she'd stupidly worn, she took a seat next to a chap who smelt a little like beef stew. She found a hole in her phone and plugged in the jack of the headphones she wore and then settled back, dripping wet and feeling forlorn, a weight off the heels she'd stupidly worn. Just one more refresh before taking a shower, he promised himself, but refreshed for an hour, until eventually of tweeting he bored and glanced at the time and thought just once more, and another refresh while sat on the loo, telling the world he was taking a poo. Finally clean and fresh from the shower, he sat on the bed wasting just one more hour. Arriving home much later tonight, two steps at a time she dashed up the flight of steps that led to the house in that she lived all alone except for her cat. A trail of drips followed the path she took to the bathroom to run a hot bath. Having arrived home much later tonight, she needed to hurry, her timing now tight. Late he now was when he went to go meet friends and acquaintances in the pub down the street. They'd waited and waited but waited no more and jumped in the taxi that stood by the door and away into town for a night on the tiles with laughter and flirting and boozy broad smiles. Too late he had been when he'd arrived to meet the friends being driven away down the street. You're getting out good from rushing, her dad used to say, so she'd given up trying and now made her way to the pub down the street for a bottle of red to bring home and enjoy while she sat on her bed and painted her nails and read a good book with her cat curled beside her and licking his butt. You're getting out good from rushing, her dad had oft said, so she'd given up trying, chilled out instead. Thank you. Clearly no mates tonight, all alone he stood by the fruit machine near the bogs, and he let out a sigh as he sipped on his pint and played with his phone. Just this one quick drink and he'd make his way home. He checked his emails and text messages too, then finished his pint and went to the loo. Billy no mates tonight, all alone in the shitter, cocking one hand as he scrolled through his Twitter. She'd not done her hair or put on her lippy, so she donned that and scarf, although it wasn't nippy, and left for the pub with a purse in her hand, and arrived at the bar just as the band tested the mic with a 1-2, 1-2, and waited for service from the barmaid, who hadn't noticed her there in her scarf and her hat, and fiddled on her phone, involved in a chat. He fastened his jacket as he walked by the bar, intending to leave though he didn't get far. The girl in the corner with tenor in hand caused him to pause as he walked past the band, who were ready to go and who started to play a song by the Beatles about a hard day. He unfastened his jacket and walked to the bar. It'd surely not hurt to have one more jar. She saw him and wished that she'd taken more time before leaving the house to come buy her wine. She smiled and pretended to not notice him there as he stood right beside her and ordered his beer. "Oh, sorry," he said, "have I jumped the queue?" She smiled and she nodded and he said, "After you." She thanked him and wished that she'd taken more time, then said to the barmaid, "A glass of red wine." The band were on fire, they danced all night long, they clapped and they cheered when the band played their song, a song that they both said they loved more than others, a song about two young bright star-crossed lovers. They spoke about things that they'd done and they wished, about his journey home on the bus that she'd missed. The band were on fire and when they finally finished, they clapped and they cheered, having loved every minute. The girl with no lippy and the bloke on his own walked home arm in arm, ignoring their phones. They chatted and giggled and walked rather slow, taking their time and getting to know more about one another, their likes and dislikes, her love of cute cats and his of fast bikes. Then the bloke on his own and the girl with no lippy shared their first kiss in the queue for the chippy. Don't you just love an happy ending? Hiya mate, can I have a kebab please? Cheers.